Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Wrestling Weekly. This is New News episode 16, and in this episode, I will be covering several news relating to the Minecraft Tricky Trials update, as well as a few other things. So let's go ahead and get into the name of 1.21. So this is old news at this point, but I'm going to talk about it anyways. The Minecraft 1.21 update has a name. So the name is Tricky Trials. And I mean, it's the name. I'm fine with the name. It's grown on me. I don't like it as much before, but it's grown on me. And, I mean, yeah, I'm just happy it has a name. And the coloring is copper, which I thought was nice. And then next up, we have a video that Mojang made. So this is called Shape Your World, and I'm not sure if this is a trailer or a video, but it's a live action kind of little animated video just showing, like, doing Minecraft things in real life, but with this guy singing a song, and, I mean, it was moderately funny, and, yeah, it's Minecraft in real life, but, yeah, it's called Shape Your World, and it's basically a trailer, or not a trailer, I don't know what it is, but it's a video, so, yeah, they made that. It's on their YouTube channel. You can watch it if you want. Next thing. So, this is Minecraft Java Edition 1.20.6. And this had a pre-release that came out, I think, a few days before this came out. And they fixed one bug. Trader Llama inventory shifted, partially lost during upgrade. So what would happen is the Trader Llama would have, you could, like, three items in it, right? It's got vertical slots, three slots, one on top of the other. When you upgraded to 1.20.5, the inventory would shift down two slots, which means the item that was at the top of the inventory would be at the bottom, and the other two items would have been lost. And apparently it also made the outfit that I was wearing also was lost. So that was fixed. I'm not entirely sure if that will, like, if you already updated 1.26, whether it fixed that. But, I mean, it's such a minor thing. But, I mean, it's a bug to fix. And then next up, so Mojang put out an article talking about new music that they are adding to Minecraft for the Tricky Trials update. They have an album on Spotify and a few other things, and they have an album on Spotify and I think YouTube. They have an album on Spotify and I think Apple Music, and then just on YouTube they have a video there, and this has 10 tracks, 12 tracks. Hold on. Twelve tracks, and there are Featherfall, Watcher, Puzzle Box, and they were made by Aaron Sheroff, Kumi Tanioka, and Lena Rain. And so Aaron Sheroff made Featherfall, Watcher, and Puzzle Box. So there are 9 ambient tracks and then 3 music discs. So there is, by Aaron Sheroff, there is Featherfall, Watcher, Puzzle Box. And then those are the 3 ambient ones by Aaron Sheroff. And then Precipice, something. And that's a music disc, and I really like Precipice, I think. It's pretty good. And then by Kumi Tanioka, we've got Komurabi, probably mispronouncing that, Poco Poco, and Yakusoku, and those are by Kumi Tanioka, those are all ambient. And then by Lena Rain, we've got Deeper, Eld Unknown, Endless, those three are ambient, and then we've got Creator and Creator Music Box version. So you basically, the Music Box version is the more common one. It can be found rarely in decorated pots and trial chambers. Creator can be found rarely in ominous vaults, and Precipice can be found in standard vaults. So I'm pretty happy with this soundtrack, and they have an article talking about all the different ones, and who, and, like, the artists, like, talking about them. And these were added in Minecraft Preview 1.21.0.24 and Minecraft Snapshot 24W18. So let's go ahead and get into 21.0.24. And this preview adds new music, 3 new music discs, and then background music, which will play in the menu, and Badlands, Cherry Grove, Deep Dark, Dripstone Caves, Flower Forest, Grove, Jagged Peak, Lush Caves, Snowy Slopes, Stony Peaks, and then a few of them I think are actually just, they'll go on any of them, in any biomes. They added 15 new paintings, which they already had 5 of these in an earlier preview, but they've added 15 new paintings, so that's in total 20 new paintings in this update, bringing it to, I think, 46. That's how many paintings are now in Minecraft, which means it will take even longer to find the perfect painting, but that's okay, because now there's more variety. And these are Backyard, Bouquet, Cave Bird, Changing, Kotan, End Boss, Fern, Finding, Low Mist, Orb, Owl Lemons, Passage, Pond, Sunflowers, and Tides. And these are also in the next Minecraft snapshot. First, there's a few other things. There's some changes with air bubbles, so they'll now have a popping sound, just like in Java, and a few other things. Some changes to blocks, copper doors and trap doors, wind charge, game tips, menu, main menu, cube map, gameplay, mace, mob effects, mobs, ominous trial spawner, ominous trials, character creator, trial chambers, trial spawner, user interface, technical updates with add-ons, script engine, API, editor, general items, and technical experimental updates with the API. And now let's move on to the snapshot. So this snapshot has a lot of technical changes, but there are some new features. All features from the experimental 1.21 pack have been moved to vanilla, because this is the snapshot for 1.21, the first one. They added 20 new paintings. They added 9 new music tracks and 3 new music discs. Rotten Flesh has been removed as a possible item for trial spawners to eject. Mace enchantments are slightly more common in Ominous Vault. Projectile knockback is no longer dependent on the shooter's position. And they updated the confirmation screens in Realms to show as pop-ups. There's some changes with trial chambers, the ominous trial spawner, and they made copper doors and trap doors, this is also some bedrock, easier to craft. They now use copper ingots instead of copper blocks. And the oxidized variants of copper doors and copper trap doors can no longer be crafted. You have to make them and then oxidize them. They have some technical changes. The resource pack version is now 33. The data pack version is now 42. And they removed the update _1_21 feature flag and built-in data pack. And this new data pack makes enchantments now data-driven. So there's a lot of things talking about all the different things you can do with the data-driven enchantments. I'm not going to go through and read them because, I mean, this is like a 600-line article. But they have also have several fixed bugs. And that's everything we have for this snapshot. So now let's move on to my thoughts. So I already touched on this earlier, but I'm good with the name Tricky Trials. I like the new new score. I mean, 3 new music discs is a lot, so I'm glad there's, I mean, that's great. I like the new paintings. I went through and looked at them. They're pretty good. And, I mean, I'm all for things being data-driven in the data packs, because that does seem like it'll make it easier, to make, like, custom enchantments and things with data packs, and just making data packs more useful, and making people have to rely less on things like mods. So eventually you won't need, you hopefully one day won't need to use like mod loaders, kind of like how Bedrock has add-ons and you don't need to use a mod loader. You can't really, but even if you did, you don't really need to because they have add-ons which can do a lot of things. And so data packs are kind of like the Java version of add-ons. So that'll be nice for them to be doing. And that's really everything I have. So now let's move on to the outro. So, if you did enjoy this episode, be sure to let me know by responding to any Spotify Q&A question, preferably one from a recent episode. That helps me organize them a lot better, and it just increases the chance of it being read out on the show. You can email me at redstoneweeklypodcast@gmail.com. You can send me a voicemail at podcasters.spotify.com/pod/redstoneweekly/message. That's going to be deprecated next month in June, so send those in soon. You can help out the show by reviewing me on Apple Podcasts. That helps out a lot. And if you leave a 5-star review, not rating, it has to be a review for me to see your name, I'll give you a shout out. You can share this podcast with friends and family. That also helps out a lot. And you can submit any of the ways you can contact me. You can submit ideas for Let's Talk episodes. I'm open to ideas and I'm running out of ideas. So yeah, send those in if you have any ideas, like things you want me to talk about in Let's Talk episodes, specifically Let's Talks. You can join my server at redstoneweekly.dns.net. Lead the port when specified, and time has run out for you to get the first badge. So anyone who has a first badge will have it for the rest of the server's lifetime, however long that is. And anyone who hasn't gotten the badge will no longer be able to get the badge. I may have ways for you to get badges later on. I'm not promising anything, but for now, you're no longer going to be able to get a badge. So anyone who has gotten a badge will keep the badge. Anyone who, if you joined and you didn't get the first badge, let me know. But I should have gotten everyone who joined before or on Saturday, May 4th. I should have gotten everyone there, given them that badge. You can no longer get that badge, but you can still join and hang out on the server. I may be on. I'm sometimes on weekends. You can check out my Flickr at flickr.com/wrestlingweekly. That's just where I have images of things like my Survivor World and stuff. You can check out my blog at podcastwrestlingweekly.blogspot.com. That's on a hiatus right now, but you can still check out some of the stuff. And that's everything I have, so I will see you in the next episode.